Today's shiur is Masechta Gittin Daf Ayin Gimel. We will begin on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis, 15 lines from the bottom. The Mishnah said that if a husband told a wife, "Zagetech mehayoyim imesi mechayil," this get is effective from today. If I die from this illness, "Vamat v'holch b'shuk," and then the Mishnah discusses that he was able to go in the street. We need to evaluate what was the cause of his death. Was it the illness that he connected the get to, and then the get is a valid get or not? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna. So Rav Huna says, "Gitoy k'matanosoy." We treat this person who's very ill and writing this get similar to a person who's a shchimera giving a gift. Ma matanosoy. Just like a shchimera who gives a gift. The halacha is an amat chayzer. If Baruch Hashem he gets better, he can retract the gift. The gift is not a gift. Af gitoy im amat chayzer. If he gets better, the gift, the get becomes null and void. Omar gitoy, and just like a get, af agav leipirish. Even if he didn't specify that the get should be given, kivud amik sova. All he did was tell the shlichim to write the get. Even though he didn't tell them that they have to, that they should give the get, the halacha is given that this person is in such a situation, and therefore the halacha is that he has that even though normally, as we discussed at length in the previous shiur, the wording that the husband used in giving instructions to the shlichim is very crucial. Which wording he uses or doesn't use. Here we're not so careful in following his wording because we recognize that he is a shchimera. Af matanosoi, and says Rav Huna, the same thing will apply regarding a shchimera. Kivin d'amatnu, as soon as he says to shlichim, give the gift. Af gav d'loy karmenei, even though there was no kinyan. And normally, as we know, the halach is that for a gift to be valid, there must be a kinyan. Here, there is no requirement for a kinyan. The Rishonim ask, we actually discussed it already previously in the Gemara, that is Rav Huna coming to teach us here the halacha of Matana Shchimera? We've already learned the halacha of Matana Shchimera many times. So why do we need to learn the halachos of Matana Shchimera again? So Rishonim answer, as we learned previously in the Gemara, but the Gemara here is coming to teach us is that not only a person who's actually a Shchimera, a very ill individual, has the din of Matana Shchimera, but even a person who's Yoitz L'Kailer, he's been sentenced to death, or a person who is Mefarish to Yoitz B'Sheyara, he's going on a trip, he too will be in the same category of Matanash, that his gift is in the category of Matanash Shchimera. There's a very fundamental machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos, on how to understand Rav Huna, and it has repercussions in understanding the entire sugya. We will, in Mitzvah Shem, learn the sugya as Rashi explains the sugya, but we will at this point just mention Tosfos' opinion, just to have mentioned it. Rashi's opinion is that Huna is teaching us that the person in our Mishnah, who is very ill, as a shchimera writes the get, even though he didn't clearly stipulate that the get is valid mehayoyim alach mesi, even though he didn't make that clear stipulation, the halacha is that the get given by such an individual falls under that rule of that it's a get given with a stipulation that the get will be valid retroactively only if he doesn't get better, and if he gets better, then the get is null and void. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, and Tosfos says that if there is no explicit stipulation made, then the get is certainly not going to be considered a get given with a stipulation. We cannot attribute a stipulation even if the person is a shchimera. Ask the Gemara, Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah that if the husband said, "Zegit ma'ayoyim, emesim mechayil zeh," vomit, v'shalach, v'shuk, v'chol, v'meis, if the person made this stipulation, and then he goes back into the street, and then he dies, I'm the Messiah. We must evaluate. If he died because of the first illness, and he said that, if he dies because of the first illness, the get should be a get, then the get is a get. Imlav, but if he didn't die because of the first illness, the halach is ainoi get, that it's not a valid get. Vi amrit, ask the Gemara, if Rav Huna just taught us, im amat chayzer, that if he gets better, then the get is null, lamali umdana. Why is there a need for evaluation? Hare amad, he got better. And obviously, if he got better, as Rav Huna said, once he gets better, the get is not a get. And as the Ritva and the Ramban point out, why is this question being specifically addressed to Rav Huna? The question should be a question on the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah said that if the person made a condition that if I die from this illness, then the get is a get. If not, the get is not a get. So why is evaluation needed? Why is the Gemara, asks the Rishonim, only asking the question after we heard the opinion of Rav Huna? So they answer, if we would only have what we learned in the Mishnah, we would not necessarily compare the get of a Shchemira to the Maton of the Shchemira. And we would say that by a get, only if the person became completely better, who is the halacha that the get is not a get. Anything else, the get will be a valid get. But now that Rav Huna, at the beginning of our shiur today, they explain, completely compare the status of the get given by Shchemira to the matana given by Shchemira. So why is evaluation needed? Just like by Shchemira, if he gets up, or everything he said while he was a Shchemira becomes null and void, so too is the din by a get. What do we need? What does the Mishnah have to say it? Answers the Gemara. Amar ma bereid Rav Yois mishmei de Rava. The Mishnah is teaching us shenitak mechayli vichayli, that if a person the husband went from one disease to another disease without having getting better in the between, that's what the Mishnah is teaching us, that that's still considered the get of a Shchemira. Ask the Gemara, how can we explain that that is the case of Mishnah? V'amaktani, our Mishnah says that he did get better. So the way to understand Ahmad means Ahmad Mechayli Zeh V'nafli L'chayl Acher. He got up from one illness and went to another illness. So the that's not what the Mishnah says. V'aholach B'shuktani. The Mishnah says not only that he Ahmad, but even Holach B'shuk, that he went in the street. Says tomorrow, the way to understand the Mishnah means Holach Al-Mashantai. That he went in the street, he needed to go with a crutch. And what the Mishnah means to say is as follows. For Hakamashman, the Holach Al-Mashantai, if he, after getting sick, was able to go up in the street, but he could only walk with a crutch, he is the individual, the Binan Umdana, that we need to evaluate what is his status. Idach, but in another case, if a person remained in bed all along, Umdana Nami Loi Binan, there is no need for evaluation. We certainly consider the status of a Shchemira. So at this point, the Gemara is learning as follows. If the person, even if we see that he went from one illness to another illness, but he always remained bedridden, then that's going to be the situation of a Shchemira. On the other hand, if he got up from the first illness and was able to walk in the street even without the support of a crutch, that is certainly a situation where we say that he has recovered from the first illness. The case that our Mishnah teaches us that evaluation is necessary is a case where he got up after the first illness but was only able to walk in the street with a crutch, and then he got ill again, and we evaluate, is the second illness connected to the first illness, and then we consider the get a valid get, and if not, not. Shamit mina, says the Gemara, from here we clearly see that Shchemira shenitik mechayli v'chayli, if a Shchemira went directly from one illness to second illness, he's still considered a shchimera and matanosoi matana. And says the Gemara, indeed, this is the halacha, damar of Allah's mishmei the Rav, shchimera shenitak mechayli lechayli. If a shchimera went from one disease to another without getting better in between, the halacha is matanosoi matana. Says the Gemara, this is the opinion of Rav Huna. However, Rabbi Verava loisfir lulahadur Rav Huna. Rabbi and Rava don't agree with Rav Huna's ruling, and they say gzeirus shem yomru yesh get lachemisa. And again, we're going to follow Rashi's opinion. Rashi says, and Rabbi and Rav Huna agree, that if a person gives a get when he's very ill, the get, if he dies, the get is a valid get. If he recovers, the get is nullified. However, they go a step further. They say that even if that's Rav Huna's opinion. They, however, say that even if he recovers, the get is a good get. And the reason is as follows, because they're worried about Shem Yom Yesh Get Lachemisa. Explanation is as follows. We learned in the previous year a very fundamental halacha. Ein get lachemisa. A get cannot be valid after the death of the husband. If, say, Rabbi and Rava, we will see that the get is only valid if the person dies, people will come to make the error and believe that a get is valid after death, which we know ein get lachemisa. Therefore, Rabbi and Rava said that no matter what, whether he recovers, or whether if Rachmana Litzlan, he passes away, the get will be a get. And because the get will be a get, we'll see that it has nothing to do with his death. Because even when he gets better, the get is a get, and people will not come to make the terrible error in believing that a get can be valid, lachamisa. Ask the Gemara, if so, really the get should not be a get. If he recovered, since he clearly stipulated that the get is only a get if he passes away, and Baruch Hashem he got better, the get is not a good get. Ask the Gemara, Umi ikumid the Midrais lo have a geta. Midrais this get is not a valid get. Umishum gzeir shirin and eshes shlama. We're going to say that the get is a valid get just because we're worried that people are going to make the mistake of yesh get lachemisa. Answers the Gemara in. There's a rule which we have discussed previously, called the Mekadosh Adat Rabbanu Mekadosh. Every Kedushin is dependent on the consent of Chazal, consent of the Rabbanan, as we say in the Nusach of the Kedushin, Harei Mekadosh Asli Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael V'askin Rabbanan Kedushin Menei. In such circumstances, the Rabbanan retroactively said that the Kedushin was never a Kedushin. So the Pnei Yeshua asks two interesting questions. One question he asks is, why does the Gemara have to connect this to the Kedushin? Why don't we say that every get is given al data drabonin? We know when the get is, that in the Nusach of the get, it says, the get should be valid, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. So why doesn't the Gemara just say, ask the Pnei Yeshua, that when someone divorces his wife, he's divorcing his wife, Kedas Moshe Yisrael, depending on what the Rabbanan will say. Answers the Pnei Yeshua. Kedas Moshe Yisrael could say as follows, that if we have a get, which is really a good get, Kedas Moshe Yisrael says that if the Rabbanan say it's not a good get, even though Midaraisa it is a good get, the get will not be considered a good get. But to say the opposite, where we have a situation that the get is not a get, as in our case of the Gemara, where the Gemara said that the get is not a, that the get should not be a get because his condition has not been fulfilled. Kedas Moshe Yisrael cannot take a get which is not a get and turn it into a get. But then the Pnei Yeshua asks another question. When we discussed earlier in our Masechta this whole concept of Afgin Rabban al Kedusha Minei, we quoted the Achronim who said that if so, why can't we apply this concept of Kedas Moshav Yisrael in any situation of Kinner Rabbanon L'Kedush Minei? Why can't we apply this concept wherever we want to see a marriage terminated? Say the Kol Mekadosh Dat the Rabbanon Mekadosh of Kinner Rabbanon L'Kedush Minei. So we answered that the only time Chazal apply this concept, a fundamental condition for Chazal to apply this concept, is that something wrong had to be done. As when we learned the Gemara earlier in the Masechta, we discussed a situation where the husband was mevatel the get when he ought not to have been mevatel the get. Here, asked the Pnei Yeshua, what did he do wrong that we're applying the concept of Afkina Rabbanon L'Kedush Minei if we're saying that we only apply this concept when somebody did something wrong? Answers the Pnei Yeshua. Going back with the approach the Rashi began our sugya with. Rashi said we're referring here to a situation where the person did not articulate this stipulation. Rather, what happened here was that he said his condition, rather, he said we're relying on the situation because he's a shchimira. And that is what Rabbah and Rav are dissatisfied with. You should have expressed clearly the stipulation, and by not clearly expressing the stipulation, people could come to make the mistake, the yesh get la chemisa, and because of that, because he did this wrong thing, that's why the Gemara applies the concept of Kinner Rabbanon Kedusha Menei. So the Gemara asks, Amalei Ravina Larvashi, Tenech the Kodesh Bekaspa. By Kedusha Kesef, we could understand how we apply the concept of Afkin Rabbanon L'Kedusha Minei, because we know the halach is that Hefker Bezdin Hefker. So what the Bezdin could say is that the money that the husband originally gave to the wife to effect Kedushin wasn't his money. And if the husband is not using his own money, obviously there is no Kedushin. However, asked the Gemara, Kaddish Rabbiya Me'ikal Meima, and the Rishonim have a number of ways of explaining this question. The simple way of the question is, what happens to the bia? There was a bia. What could Chazal do with that bia? Or the Gemara is learning in the Havamina. Do Chazal want to go and say that all the acts of bia that the husband did with his wife should turn into a bia's nus in order that they should be able to accomplish Afkina Rabbanon L'Kedusha Minei? And answers the Gemara, indeed, that is what Chazal do, even by Kedusha Bia, Amalei Shavu Rabbanon Lebilosoi Bilaznus. Interesting, Machloikis Rishonim. We know that the first Mishnah Masechta Kedushin teaches us that there are three ways to affect the Kedushin. Bekesa, Bishtar, Ubebiya. So our Gemara has discussed how the concept of Kinner Rabbanon Kedusha Minei is applied to Kedusha Kesef, and how it's applied to Kedusha Bia. Our Gemara, however, did not discuss how it is applied to Kedusha Shtar. So how do we apply the concept of Afkin Rabbanon L'Kedusha Minei by Kedusha Shtar? So I saw a Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim compare Kedusha Shtar to Kedusha Kesef. Because the halach is that the Shtar that the husband gives the wife to effect Kedushin has to be worth at least a pruta. And if the Rabbanon employ their concept of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, so the Shtar will not be worth a Hefker, will not be worth a Pruta, and we have no Kedusha Shtar. Other Rishonim compare Kedusha Shtar to Kedusha Bia, and just like by Kedusha Bia, we just learned the Gemara have the Rabbanon have the right to say that all of these Bias will be as Nus, so too they have a right to say that somebody was Mekadosh B'Shtar, the Shtar is not considered, they could determine that the shtar is not a valid shtar, and therefore if it's not a valid shtar, we do not have a valid bia. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a braisa, if somebody says, Zeh gitech mehayoyim, emesim chayil zeh. If somebody says, this is your get if I die from this disease, and during this time, v'nofel abayis alof, the house falls on him, oikish nachash, or he's bent by a stake and he dies, by snake and he dies, and a get. It's not a valid get. If he ever used the wording, im loy emet mechaleze, v'nafal of abayis oikisha nachash, hareza get. Says the Gemara, the obvious question, maishna reisha, maishna seifa. Why in the reisha is it not a valid get, and the seifa is a valid get? And in fact, because of this question, we're going to soon learn that the Gemara determines that this braisa mishabeshtehi is considered a braisa that was learned in error. However, Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi that reconciles the Reisha and the Seif of the braisa. And Tosfos says, the Yerushalmi says, in the Reisha, the person said, Imlai Meis Mechayla Zeh. He connected the get to his dying from this disease. And at the end, he didn't die from this disease, and therefore the get is not a get. However, in the Sefer, the person used the wording Imlai Emlai Mechayla Zeh, as long as I don't get up. And at the end, he didn't get up, and therefore the get is a good get, because it makes no difference why he didn't get up. Tosfos says, our Gemara didn't give this answer to reconcile the Reish and the Sefer, says Tosfos, because obviously our Gemara doesn't accept that we should make the difference in wording as the Yerushalmi makes. Says the Gemara, Shoch Mitam, they sent a ruling from Eretz Yisrael. Ochlari, if a lion ate somebody, Ein Lanu, we have no way of saying, again, somebody made the stipulation that we just discussed in our Mishnah. If I die because of this disease, the get should be a good get. And while he was sick, he was eaten by a lion, Rachman Tzlan. The halach is, the get is a valid get. Haug, says the Gemara. So now we start speaking about unexpected einsim. Haug gave the zavan ara l'chavre. Somebody sold property to his friend. Kibolei, and the seller accepted upon himself kol unsin mishyalad, that anything that may happen to the property, he will compensate the buyer. L'soifa fika banara. Eventually, people diverted a river that ran through that land. Osla kamed Ravina, and the seller came to Ravina to ask if he had to reimburse the buyer. Amalei, so Ravina answered him, Zil shafalei, you have to go settle the matter with him. Because you had accepted upon yourself, anything that might happen, you accepted upon yourself that you would have to pay for. Yes, he accepted upon himself anything that might happen, but something that's natural to happen. He didn't accept upon himself something that's unusual. So they had this question and they came to Rava. Amlu, this is something extraordinary, and the seller is not responsible. We just learned in the Braisa, in the safe of the Braisa, if the husband said, I won't get up from this disease, so we see that even though something unusual happened, the get is a get. See, here too, even if it's unusual, the seller should be held responsible. Amalei Rava. So Rava says, instead of bringing a proof from the Sefer, Eimam Reisha. Why don't you bring a proof from the Reisha? Where the Reisha said, ain't a get, it's not a get. And the reason being, because he didn't think about an unusual circumstance that the house is going to fall on him or he's going to get bitten by a snake. Amalei Rav Achmed Diftel Ravina. Because we have a contradiction or difficult to reconcile the ratio of the Sefer, we can't ask questions, says the Gemara. What the Rishonim explained, what the Gemara is meaning to say, is that since we have here a contradiction between the ratio and the Sefer, so he should leave the question unresolved rather than saying and saying that the seller is clearly not responsible. So it says the Gemara Omalei in. What we have to say regarding this braisa is even the kasha ratio sefer, since the ratio and the sefer contradict each other, it must be the lois amabe midrasha, that this braisa is not to be considered an authentic braisa, mishabeshtehi, it's to be considered inaccurate. And therefore, we don't have to reckon with it at all. Rather, Zilbas Asfara, we follow what we think is the logical thing to do. And Rava held that the logical opinion is that the person never accepted upon himself something unusual and unexpected. Says the Gemara, Rapapa Ravuna Bered Yeshua, Zovin Shimshimu Agidana Malka. They bought sesame seeds by the bank of this Malka River. Oga Malka Levrinu, and they hired sailors to transport the seeds. And the sailors, Kabilo Alayu, call Unsunim Asyalim, accepted upon himself, the merchants accepted upon themselves, responsible for anything that might happen along the way. Lesoif Estak by Malka, the river was obstructed. Omlu, Surapap Marafuna said to the merchants, Agri Chamra Fkina Nailon, if you can't transport it by water, because the water has been obstructed, you should transport it by land. The Kiblas Alaihu, you have accepted upon yourself, call unto the Mishalid, any accidents that might occur. Also Kameh the Rava, so they went with the Shiloh to Rava. Omlu Kaki Chivri, white geese. He called Rapapa and Rafuna white geese, because they were old men. I saw that the Gliyoyne Hashah says, that the Gemara says, in Masechta Brachis, Haroya Evaiz B'chaloyim, if somebody sees geese in his dreams, Yitzapel L'chochma, he should expect to be chacham, and this was really a compliment that he was giving them by calling them geese, because geese represent wisdom. Mishalcha Glimadenshi says, you're stripping people of their shirts, you're taking things away from them that they shouldn't lose. Unshlashchichu, this is a situation of unshlashchich, and the sellers never assumed responsibility for such a situation. And the halacha indeed is that if somebody accepted upon himself an oinus, if it's not an ointed lashkiach, then he has to be held responsible. However, the paiskim certainly point out the following. Let's say I hired somebody to do something on my behalf, and I told him, I'll pay you whatever I'll pay you for that work. And then this person who I hired, because of an oinus, cannot accomplish what he was supposed to do, even though it was an oinus, certainly I'm not responsible to pay him. Oinus says that I accept upon myself every oinus, but if a person accepts upon himself to do a job and he doesn't do the job, even if he didn't do the job because he was an oinus, still he doesn't deserve to get paid. There's also an interesting shaila that's brought up by the Miches Yitzchak. Unfortunately, he says that this question came up all too often during World War II. If a chassan and a kala get engaged and they write to Noyim, accepting upon himself each other that they're going to get married by a certain date, the halacha is that if there's an oinus, if something unforeseen comes up, the other side has to wait with the wedding. And that's exactly what happened, he says, during the war. There were people that got engaged, and then the war began, and they didn't get married, and they didn't want to get married during the war. The question is, do they have a right to not get married, or do they have claims against each other? So the Miches Yitzchak says, in those circumstances, certainly they don't have any issue if they break the engagement and don't get married. One is, there's a difference between an oinus for a short while, that if a chassan and a kala agree to get married by a certain date, and something unforeseen comes up, and they have to push off the wedding for a short while, so that's acceptable. However, in a situation where it's going to be for a long time, as in the war, which took a long time, it's not the same. Another point that the Miches Yitzchak makes is Al Gemara. Al Gemara just differentiated between an Oinz of the Shchiach and Oinz of the Loi Shchiach. A chassan and kala have to accept an oinz of the shchiach, that something that might happen, that these things happen, and they have to wait for each other. But a war is considered an oinz of the loy shchiach, and because it's considered an oinz of the loy shchiach, that wasn't what they accepted upon each other, and they do not have to honor the relationship that they entered to. The Paiskim, there's a Tshuvas Marik that discusses a shaila where two partners who had agreed that they would share in giving tzedakah together 50-50, that if a tzedakah need came up, they would share in paying the tzedakah need. And what happened there was that a situation of pidyon shvuim came up, and the question was that one partner wanted to donate more than the other partner, but he said, we have a deal that we go 50-50. Says the Marik, based on our Gemara, that a situation of somebody getting kidnapped is an oinsud l'shriach, and that is not what people think of or include when they get involved into deals, and therefore the deal is not applicable by an unsullah shchiach such as Pidyon Shvuyim. So in the previous Mishnah and Gemara, we discussed this husband and wife, the husband unfortunately being very ill, and writing a get with the Tanai, Mahayoyim, that the get should be valid today, retroactively, if he passes away from his disease. And the question that the Gemara, Mishnah and the Gemara now begin to discuss is, what is the status of this wife to her husband during this time? Says the Mishnah, they should not be left alone during this time, because we're concerned that if they're left alone, they may have relation, and once they have relation, that if two men see them having yichud, as we're going to learn later in the shir, and they're going to be considered remarried, and another get would be required. Another reason is that they should not be together, because simple reason, since if the get turns out to be a valid get, so this woman is not his wife, and the halacha is that yichud is asur. A man may not be left secluded with a woman who's not his wife. So the Mishnah says, so this husband and wife should not be left alone, el b'fnei edim, only in the presence of witnesses. But, says the Mishnah, afila pi evet, she could be, even if it's a slave, a pishivcha, even a female slave. The Mefarshim point out it has to be Eved Kanani or Omer Kananis who accepted upon themselves the mitzvahs. Chutz mishivchasa, they can't be together in the presence of her female slave, nishaliba gaspa shivchasa, she's not embarrassed to have relations or to be left with her husband in front of her shivcha. The Paiskim discuss that there's a machloikis between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, what is the halacha regarding yichud, one man with how many women yichud is permissible. According to the Shulchan Aruch, yichud is not even permissible, one man with many women. The Ramah says that it is permissible with many women, as long as he's not a person that's iskoyim anashim, that has a job that involves him to have connection with women. And the Bach says that the opinion of the Ramah is that with three women by day and four women by night. There's also a question that even that the Ramah is lenient, what will be the din if the women that the person is with, the man is with, are prutzos, a woman who don't act that morally? So now we have a question, asked the Achroinim. Our Mishnah is referring to a situation where this man and woman are being left alone, not in the presence of three or four women. It's only two women. And moreover, one of the women is a shivcha, and a shivcha is somebody who's a prutza. So how can our Mishnah suggest that this will solve the problem of yichud? So Mefarshim explained that here we're dealing with a situation where this is a woman who really wants to be married to this man. It's just that the man got very sick, and as we've been learning, she wants to not have to, we don't want to have a problem that she should fall to Yibam or Chalitza, and therefore we get was written under these circumstances. But given that this is not a normal situation where the wife doesn't want her husband to have relations with anyone else, therefore the rules, the regular rules of yichud, are somewhat relaxed. Continues the Mishnah, Mahi b'oisin yomim, what status does this woman have in these days until he dies? Rabbi Huda says, Keishas ish l'chot v'ra, she's considered a regular eishas ish. Rabbi Yosef yomim agreshas v'ayim agreshas, she's sort of in a limbo state. So Rashi says, according to Yehuda, Keishas ish l'chot v'ra, she's considered a full eishas ish. And if during this time she has relations with another man, she's like an Eishas Ish who has relations with another man, who's Mechuyiv Chenek, Mechuyiv Mises Chenek. Ask the Ksav Sofer, how could she be Mechuyiv Chenek? We know that nobody is ever Mechuyiv Misa unless they're previously warned. They have to have Asra. And before we give this woman hasra, it's always going to be a hasra suffik, because we don't really know if for sure she's an Eishes Ish. If it turns out that her husband passes away, then retroactively she will have been divorced and she's not an Eishes Ish. So that at least it should be a situation of hasra suffik. So how can we give her misa? So answer the Ksav Sofer. Since we were giving her the hasra, number one, the husband is Baruch Hashem still alive. Number two, she has a chazaka of being an Eishes Ish. Combining these two factors, says the Ksav Sofer, we're machmer and we treat her fully like an Eishes Ish, and she's mechuyev misa if she's mezana. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. The Gemara begins with somewhat a difficult braisa to understand, which the Gemara will work on trying to explain. Tana Rabbanan. Rosh Nusyachti Mabefela. If Adam saw that a woman, a divorcee and her ex-husband were together, alone, in a dark place, she was sleeping with him by the same bed, we don't have to be concerned that they affected a marriage here. However, we do have to be concerned that they acted immorally, but we don't have to be worried that they had improper, that they might have gotten, had relations with the purpose of getting married. We do have to be concerned that they had a kedushin here. Says the Gemara, we need to understand my comer. What does this braisa come to teach us? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Huah, Hoch Kamar. This is the way we understand the braisa. Rosh Nevelo, if we have Adam that see that they had relations, then we have to be concerned that they had relations b'shem kedushin, with the purpose of getting married. However, Nosan like Sofim, if we saw that the husband gave his ex-wife money, then we say Chashem Shem's Nus. Then we say that they had these relations only to act immorally, and we say Damrinan Besnanan Nosan Law, that the money he gave her was a payment for this act. Vein Chashem Shem Kedushin. Then the Braisa says, we're not worried for Kedushin if he had intended to marry her, he would not have paid her. The fact that he paid her is a proof that he didn't intend to marry her. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, Afbazu, even in a case where we see that he gave her money, we still are concerned Choshim Shem Kedushin. We say that they had relations with the purpose of affecting Kedushin, and the money that he gave her wasn't in payment, but rather was to give her a gift. Says the Gemara, Kaman Azla, Hod Amar Rabba Bechan Amar B'yoychan. According to who will the explanation of Rabba Bechan Amar B'yoychan follow? Let's first explain where Rabba Bechan said his din. We're going to learn later in our Masechta a machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding a get yoshin. If somebody prepared a get for his wife and then they were left alone, they were secluded. Beis Hillel, in this case, actually is a machmer over Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel says we have to be concerned that they had relations and he was mevatel the get. That's what's known as a get yoshin. Beis Shammai disagrees, and Beis Shammai says that even if they had relations, those relations were because of a bi'ez nus. They didn't necessarily have those relations with the purpose of renewing and avoiding, renewing the marriage, avoiding the get, and therefore the get is still a kosher get. Before we go further, the case of our Gemara is not related to the case of get yoshin specifically, because in the case of get yoshin, the get has not yet been given from the husband to the wife. In our Gemara and the Mishnah, also where yichud might have taken place, the get was already given, so that's not the case of get yoshin. But Rabbi Baba Chana, in explaining the machloikas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, say that the machloikas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is limited to the case kishiruah shenivela, where we saw that they had relations. There, Beis Hillel says that it's a get yoshin, it invalidates the get. Beis Shammai disagrees. Avol loy rosh shenivela, if they did not and we don't have Edom saying that they had relations, there Dirakal and Shuchimen get Sheni, everybody will agree that another get is not required. Come on, whose opinion does this follow? It follows to give a Dirakal, because both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda agree that only if we saw them having relations, then they need a get. But if they only saw them be yichud, everybody agrees that a second get is not needed. Furthermore, everybody agreed that if they saw them having relations, then we do say that a get is required. The only machlokes was if he also gave him money. But we see that having relations makes a difference. Says the Gemara, Maskelo Abaya. Abaya asks on Rabbi Babavu's interpretation of the difficult Braisa. In Rabbi Babavu's explanation of the Braisa, he spoke about Sofim, about money being given, and that that was the subject, actually, of the Machloikas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yosef Bavua. But he asks, the Braisa doesn't mention anything about this, so how can we add it, especially explain to Rishonim, if according to Rabbi Bavua, this is the whole point of contention between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? Ella, Omer Abaya Hochkama. Rav Shnivelo, if Edom saw that they had relations, Choshim Shimznos, we have to be concerned that they did it to be as an immoral act, Vem Choshim Shim Kedushin. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Av Choshim Shim Kedushin, we suspect that they had relations with the point of affecting a marriage. Says the Gemara, according to this explanation, Command as lahada amr rabba bechana amr rabbi yochanan. Machloikis, the machloikis between Beisham and Beis Hillel is only kishirua shenivela. That's when we're concerned. Avaloi rosh shenivela. If we didn't see them having relations, divrakal and tzrichim in a get shiny. So it makes a difference if you saw the bia or not. It follows the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, who also says that if we saw that they had relations, we assume that the relations were in purpose of affecting a marriage. And in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel's case, it would be for the point of nullifying the get. Ask Rava on Abaya's explanation of the Braisa. In Kemai Af, the word Af comes to say astringency. But what stringency is Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda adding over the opinion of Tanakhama? All he should have said is, that even in this case, we're concerned that they might have cohabited for the purpose of marriage, not to act immorally. What's the point? What's the word af? Therefore, Rav has a different explanation. El Amar Rav, Hachkama. Rav Yosef Yudaimar, af loy rosh nivolo. Even if the Edom actually did not see them have relations, if they only saw them being beyichud, choshim shem kedushin. Says the Gemara, Kaman Hazla, according to this explanation of the Braisa, Kaman Hazla, Had Amar Rav Bechana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Machlokes Kishirosh Nivla, only the Machlokes between Meshach and Meshach is only when we saw Bia, Avaloi Rosh Nivla, and we didn't see Bia, Divrehakel and Tzrichim and a Get, everybody will agree that this is not a situation of the Get becoming voided because of a Get Yashan, Dloikachad. It doesn't follow anybody's opinion. Why? Because according to the Tanakhama, even if we observe the couple cohabit having relations, still we say that they did it l'shem znus. So if that's the case, it wouldn't nullify the get. And according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, we don't have to have that the Edom should see a ma'aseh bia. As long as the Edom saw that they would be yichud, according to Rabbi Yossi Yehuda, we're already concerned that they were together with the purpose of getting married. So it doesn't follow the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, who says that we have to see a bia, and when we see a bia, we assume that it was for the purpose of getting married. So according to Rava's opinion of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, as soon as we have a de yichud, we have to be concerned that there was a bia, and the reason is because hein a de yichud, hein a de bia. We assume that since they're familiar with each other and they were beyichud, they certainly had relations, even though we didn't actually see the bia. Says the Mordechai that the same din would be regarding Kedusha Kesef. He says, let's say Edom were appointed to stand under a chuppah and they weren't paying attention properly, and they didn't see that the chosen putting the ring on the caller's finger, but they see that the ring is on the caller's finger, we could assume, says the Mordechai, that the chosen is the one that put the ring on the caller's finger, and that the marriage is a valid marriage. However, the Rashba and the Meramer Rattenberg disagree. And they say that even though by Bia, all we need is Eide Yichud, according to Rabbi Yossi, because they say that typically, if a man and a woman, particularly if they're familiar with each other, are left by Yichud, they're going to have relations. But that doesn't necessarily speak to a case of where they didn't go on putting in a ring, and they hold that the Edom have to actually see that the ring be put on the caller's finger. There's a further machloikas achroinim. How far does the halacha of the Rashba and the Meram Rattenberg go? The Mabit says that not only must the Edom see the chosen putting the ring on the caller's finger, they also have to see the actual caller. And therefore, if the caller's face is covered, they have to uncover her face to actually recognize her before the ring is put on her fingers. However, many Achronim disagree, and they say that we don't actually have to uncover the face of the Kala during the Kedushin, since they know who is the Kala. They came to the wedding and they know this is the Kala, and they saw that the Chosen put the ring on the Kala's finger, even though at the moment that the Chosen's putting the ring on, they don't see the Kala's face. Many Paiskim say that that would not in any way invalidate the Kedushin.